Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NFL.com, their number one draft analyst, put out a 4-round mock draft because why not? By next week, it'll be a full 7-round mock draft given, you know, the how close we are to the NFL draft, and it's really the one big sporting event that is still going on. I won't even bring up the fact that there might be reasons to push it back because I don't want Roger Goodell to try to get me fired, given the memo that he sent out to every NFL team about the topic. I am of the opinion that the idea of drafting a quarterback in the middle rounds is a stupid idea, is a very bad idea. And this draft has the Steelers taking Jalen Hurts with that Le'Veon Bell comp pick at the end of the 3rd round. And I just want to make it clear to everybody, Chris, that I believe there is a big difference between strengthening the quarterback room with a former starting quarterback, franchise quarterback, who's available in free agency, and just adding a rookie body to that room.
It's a big difference in terms of messaging, right? When you say you bring in Jameis Winston, just to use him as an example.
Please do.
Because you've talked about him ad infinitum, and I actually agree with you that he would be a good idea. So there's a guy whose pedigree is number one overall pick in the recent past, and a guy who has one winning season under his belt, but he was more bad than good so far in his career. But it's obvious, it's evident that the talent is there. You can't be a guy who throws 33 touchdown passes and not have talent unless you're Blake Bortles. So if that guy comes in and is your backup, and that's the reason you kick Mason Rudolph to the curb, because you had a pretty unprecedented chance to land somebody with that pedigree, and that's the new direction of your franchise post-Roethlisberger, that's one thing, to say we're giving up on Mason Rudolph as the next guy because of this. To give up on him because of Jalen Hurts is a totally, and I mean totally, different ballgame, and a bad one, because it says we're punting on the kid we drafted 2 years ago to be the quarterback of the future because he stunk when he actually had to get thrust into duty, and now we're going to draft somebody else who is clearly a guy that has some talent but a lot of flaws and question marks at the NFL level, and we'll just see if it sticks. That's flailing. The Winston plan, plans like that, those are at least something that you can see at the end of the tunnel, like, okay, this is how this could work. Jalen Hurts would be just throwing, you know, something at the wall and hoping that it sticks.
Maybe the case could be made or argued, not well by me, because I don't actually believe this, and I've never been a good devil's advocate. Everything I say I believe in, for the most part, I'd say 99.999% of the time that's true, and once in a while I might say something just to kind of get under your skin that I don't really mean. But in this case, I absolutely mean it. Why would the Steelers take Jalen Hurts? Could it be that they feel like that way of playing quarterback is the way of the future? So the team in your own division that had the best record in the NFL last year had more of a dual threat quarterback. We want to get with the times. We want to keep up with the Joneses. So we're going to try to find our own player who fits that description.
Obvious. I mean, I think that's the obvious thing there. I'm glad you said it. I was about to at the end of what I was ranting about, but it seems clearly like a case of being a copycat. The problem is, like, nobody really could have predicted Lamar Jackson's success to the degree that he had it in the NFL in his breakout year last year to be the NFL MVP. Talk to anybody who's a scout about Jalen Hurts, and even though there are people that say pretty much all the same obvious good stuff about him, great leader, great kind of like, you know, makeup, like they talk about, obviously has great wheels, people say he is a very unpolished passer at the pro level. Can't throw guys open, doesn't read coverages all that well yet, absolutely is not the kind of player Kyler Murray was or Baker Mayfield was before him at Oklahoma. It feels like trying to keep up with the Joneses, but not really being able to do so in a way that you're supposed to, which is like taking a top 15 pick and drafting that quarterback. I know that the Ravens got Jackson at the end of the first round, but Hurts, it just feels like stapling something onto your roster because you think you should have it.
Well, the pro Jalen Hurts people say that he's Dak Prescott 2.0 and he's a great leader and he can just slide right in immediately. And even if he's a middle round pick, he's got the maturity to step in and be a starter from day one because you don't have to worry about any of the preparation things and the, you know, study room and the film side of the game, that he's just a perfect student in that regard.
I know, but you can have a perfect student who's like book smart for what he's been taught, like what he is supposed to be learning.
Yeah.
And then in the NFL, though, would you not agree with me that you can study all you want, but unless you have a certain adaptability and a certain ability to kind of take what you're learning and apply it in a way that doesn't always go in a linear fashion, like they're not always going to connect the dots for you,
of course,
kind of useless. Like, that's my problem. If the guy didn't have to read that many coverages at Oklahoma and people think that right now that part of his game is way behind, you're not going to get that instant impact because, by the way, he might be a dual threat quarterback. He ain't Lamar Jackson. There's only one of those.
Yeah, it pains me to say this, but I actually think that Mason Rudolph is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Well, there's no way to know about Jalen Hurts. You know what I mean? Like, it's impossible.
It just scares me that Oklahoma's offense tries to make it so simple and easy on quarterbacks to amass massive passing numbers, just humongous inflated passing statistics.
I mean, Oklahoma State did it too, though, with the air raid in Gundy, to be fair.
Yeah, yes, but what I'm getting at is, like, Oklahoma went away from that this year with Hurts because they didn't think that it really fit his style. They ran the ball with their quarterback like they did in the, like, they did, like, running a wishbone offense. They ran, like, Army's offense this year at Oklahoma. They went totally away from the, like, let's throw it 50 times and have our quarterback throw 500 yards and 6 touchdowns, because I think they wanted to put Hurts in a position to succeed, which is good coaching, but I don't think that that helps translate him to the NFL at all.
So there's teams, when you have personnel involved at the college level, they're always trying to win, right? I think that's obvious. Like, Lincoln Riley wants to win at Oklahoma first and foremost.
Who has the same last name as Craig and kind of looks like him. Thoughts?
Craig has a better bank account right now.
Both very skinny. Both
love Jordan brand.
Short hair because there's some... How do I say this?
I wouldn't consider me short hair. No hair.
There's a hair evacuation going on.
And we're sure these two aren't related? Riley spelled the same way.
I mean, if Craig was related, he would have tried to already get like a do nothing job on the Oklahoma staff. So I think we can safely say that he's not.
Couldn't be more accurate.
Give me 150.
Hey, Chris,
grand
do you know that I found? Did you know that I found another Chris Muller in sports yesterday?
Oh God, really?
So there's
enough of one of me is enough.
There's Chris Muller, the hockey player from Buffalo.
Right.
There's who's like a journeyman AHL guy. There's Chris Muller, the sports writer here in Pittsburgh.
Who broke the Joey Porter Southside Flats story.
Yep.
That's his claim to fame.
And there's now a Chris Muller MLS player.
I knew about him. He played for like Orlando, might still play for them, but I've been made aware of his exploits on the soccer pitch.
And apparently there's some memorable goal calls where the Orlando FC play-by-play man was just like, more Muller magic! And I think we need to find that. And steal it and use it. That's
Muller
a way
magic.
Of introducing you. Yeah. I wonder if those people know who you are.
You know what the net
are.
Effect of this?
I know that Chris Muller, the local sports writer, does. But I would have to guess that the hockey player has searched himself once or twice, and he's seen you.
Me.
Yes.
Do you think it makes him mad that I have more followers than him?
I love that you know that. You've already got receipt ready.
I actually have no idea if I do or not. I'm just assuming that I do.
Because you have a massive following.
So the Christopher Muller of the Orlando City, he has 5,163.
Oh, you are just blowing him right out of the water.
Oh, yeah. He's got nothing.
How about the hockey player? Is he even on Twitter?
I'm looking for Chris Muller NHL, and every time I see it, it's just his name coming up. Like, there's no there's no at mention for him. Oh, wait. Hold up. Did I find it? No, I don't think that's him. Sorry.
Okay.
There's a picture of, like, a dog.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.